This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are now more than 10,000 reconstruction projects underway in Iraq, everything from replanting grass for soccer fields to repairing water treatment facilities. U.S. officials in Baghdad say it's a sign that life is returning to normal. But most of these existing projects are small. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad that the major infrastructure projects won't get underway until Congress appropriates billions of dollars.
The din of shovels and hammers has now joined a chorus of honking horns and screeching cars here in the capital. A quick study suggests the city is experiencing something of a building boom. There's scarcely a street corner or sidewalk where sweaty laborers aren't fixing something up or tearing it down to make room for a new edifice. What's less obvious, though, is that few of these projects have anything to do with U.S.-financed reconstruction aid. These are small-scale, private, and Iraqi-financed initiatives. Shop owners getting new windows, or landlords repainting a building. The big job in Iraq, reconstructing the country's infrastructure, hasn't even started. The six generators at Dura Power Station, Baghdad's biggest, can provide most of the city with electricity. But these days, Dura's operating at about 35% capacity. Only two out of six of its turbine generators are working.
Electricity in general needs a lot of times. It's not easy to say, okay, you need electricity, okay, I can make this can for you and this electricity. No, it's not easy like this.
Setar Tahar is the director of the Dura plant. The power station is one of more than two dozen plants in Iraq, now getting some help from the U.S. construction firm Bechtel. The San Francisco-based company was given a $680 million contract to carry out emergency repairs in six major areas, power and water treatment among them. According to Francis Canavan, a company spokesman, the $680 million is actually a drop in the bucket. Enough money for temporary patch-up work and a tiny fraction of what it will take to rebuild Iraq's crumbling infrastructure.
Because it was the first big contract and it had reconstruction in its title, there was created a perception that this was in fact going to reconstruct the infrastructure. And that perception created some difficulties for us because it was known from the outset that what it would be able to do, that 680, spread across six major infrastructure areas, would be to get on the ground and do emergency critical repairs that absolutely had to be done to provide some base level of services.
Canavan offers this example. Even if Bechtel poured its entire contract, $680 million, into only one infrastructure area, say electricity, that money could completely rehabilitate, at most, two power plants in Iraq. But even if a power station like Dura was totally fixed, it would have no impact on whether Baghdad's residents received more electricity. Dura's director, Setar Tahar, explains why.
Power is a chain. We have a lot of rings inside this chain. This power plant means nothing if we haven't a good transmission line. Also means nothing if we haven't good transformers, and also for the lines which distribute the electricity for the homes.
Bechtel's analysts estimate it'll take nearly $6 billion just to restore normal 24-hour-a-day power to all of Iraq's homes. Restoring water treatment plants will take another $3 billion. Then there are roads and bridges and telecommunication networks and government offices, not to mention schools and hospitals and oil refineries.
There isn't anything in Iraq which is properly functioning.
Abdul Latif Rashid is the newly appointed Iraqi Minister of Water Works.
Water supply, communications, road networks, traffics, hospitals, schools, nothing in Iraq is properly functioning.
Both Iraqi and foreign contractors are expected to be part of the massive reconstruction process. For now, the money is limited. But the lines to get a cut are long. Bechtel now receives some 40 applications a day from Iraqi subcontractors who line up outside the company's office in Baghdad. More than 2,000 Iraqi contractors have registered with Bechtel since June. Only 5% of those applicants have won jobs, and many Iraqi contractors are left embittered by the whole process. Vahi Boyosh says he put in an application back in July and hasn't heard from anyone at Bechtel since.
Bechtel told me they would be in touch, but nobody contacted me after many weeks. So I went to the office to check. But now it's very difficult to get inside because of security. And if you don't have any appointment, they don't allow you inside.
Bechtel's representative here, Francis Canavan, says the frustration among Iraqis stems from the assumption that Bechtel's coffers are unlimited.
Part of the confusion, if you will, the challenge for us, is to communicate this to this larger universe of contractors, that there is not enough work for everyone. It's just a fact.
And unless Iraq becomes the beneficiary of massive foreign aid, the country won't look much different in the future than it did during the final years of Saddam Hussein's rule. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.